You mean Harry?
Get back on the farm then.
Well, I'm supposed to. As soon as I get my keys, yeah.
And have you told Mr. Clare and Linda?
Yeah, they all know that. They seen the copy of it. They all have seen it, yeah.
Oh, and then you think they're going to support you and letting you go home since they're the ones that
have. Well, I mean, what's going on with the other deal there with
Robert, I haven't heard a word.
Yeah,
I haven't been in touch. I can't be bothered.
That's not good news there, huh?
No, and you know what? It's Robert and his son's fight now. There's nothing more I can do. And I just hope that he sticks it to them big time. I hope he screws them over. I hope he doesn't give them a bloody red dime.
Yeah.
But, the latest thing is Claire sent out a copy of the will, finally.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else you sent it to, but I got a copy and attached is a nice little email.
Yeah.
That blames Robert and says that Robert's the one who said to Mom, it says that Mom, it was Mom's decision to change her will, and that she's the one who said, Marlene and Leona got their share, and it says Robert's the one who said, what about that other one? And Mom's answer was apparently, oh yeah, that Doreen's hurt me so much, she's out of the will too. So anyway, they wrote up a little email and they attached it to the will and she distributed it. I don't know all to who, but probably to a lot of people.
Hmm.
Everybody in the family. But
well, they're trying to
blame Robert now. Mom's dead and now they're saying it was Mom's wishes and Mom intentionally wanted me out of the will. And that Robert's the one that put her up to it. Robert encouraged her. So you don't want to get all rotten hell as far as I'm concerned.
So that's a bunch of bullshit.
It's just Mom's memory, you know?
Partner, that's all baloney, eh?
Well, they're purposely, tarnishing her reputation and everybody's memory of her because, for that, there's no reason. And now they're trying to make Robert look like the bad guy. So I stay out of it because they're full of shit and I hope they rot in hell. Anyway, those girls owe you to help you move back to the house because they're the ones that moved you out within 24, 48 hours of you getting hurt.
Yeah.
So those damn two girls, they owe you to help you get back to that house if that's where you want to be, Dad.
Yeah.
And Andy Bouchard gave me his word no less than three times in front of all of them that when you were ready to go back, you could go back.
I have four signatures from all the girls here and Andy and... That was understood, and it was done by a lawyer.
Yep, I agree. I agree. They screwed you over big time, Dad. And
yeah,
Marlene's part of the problem because she came in too fast. But now enough time has passed. There's no reason for Andy Bouchard not to let you go home.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, good for you, and thank you for checking in because we were getting a little worried. So I'll tell Leona not to worry, okay?
Tell him.
I'll tell Leona not to worry.
I'll call her tonight, Leona, okay?
What? Yeah, why don't you? Because she's a little worried.
Yeah, so then right? You don't have to go a long distance.
Yeah, that's good. She would appreciate hearing from you because she's been worried about you.
Yeah, it's on the agreement that I'm going back in my home. I mean, that's a homestead, and that has been in the Bouchard for over 100 years. And
well, do you think you're capable physically? Are you
well, I'm doing fine. I mean, with that, I'm still mowing grass for MTS. I'm doing so.
And as far as I can tell, you're as healthy as can be. I don't see why you can't.
Exactly, that's what everybody says around here, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, good for you, Dad. I hope you get back on the farm. If that's what you want, you deserve it. So,
yeah.
The deal is the deal, and Andrew's playing games, and they're all crooks.
With the will there, that was really dirty. Yeah, that's the dirtiest thing I ever heard.
Well, even if it was Mom's decision, she did it in June when she was already on morphine, and you can bet that Linda was there prodding her and twisting her arm, so
they took advantage.
Mother never gave me a dime my entire life except the $4,000 card that she bought from Ed Chabot when I moved to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
The little Chevette I was driving. That's the only dime my mother ever gave me all my life. So I find it hard to believe that she would punish me like that or punish Lindsay like that.
Yeah.
And to remember the three Chabot kids, it's all very suspicious. And why? And if she didn't intend for everybody to get why would she name the land in her will if a few days later take it out of her name and put it in Linda's name? It doesn't make any sense.
So they took advantage of Mom there, huh?
Of course they did. It's as clear as clear can be, on the farm if that's where you want to be.
Yeah, that's where I want
Robert
to be, yeah.
And I hope Robert speaks it to them and they don't get a bloody red dime. Linda took advantage of her position at land titles and made sure that the land was out of Mum's estate so nobody could contest the will. That's the bottom line.
And they took advantage while she was sick.
Of course she did. She came back from fucking USANA in Mexico. USANA Clinic is the one that Linda made money off of because that's who she works for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
It's USANA Nutritional Company.
Yeah.
So when they told me they were going to send Mum to Mexico to go to a USANA-related clinic, I laughed. I said, are you telling me that Linda's not doing this for her own benefit, that she's going to make money off of this? What a joke. As if that's the only clinic in all of North America, that's the only one that Mum could go to. Anyway, they sent her there. She came back starved and almost dead from 3 weeks of being at that clinic. According to Robert, Mum was starved to death. And so, of course, she never recovered from that in March.
Yeah.
And so in June, July, she was so low, of course it was easy for them to manipulate her.
That's
my take on it, and I hope they all rot in hell, every damn one of them. And I hope you get back on the farm, and I hope Robert doesn't give them a dime. And it's not the money issue, it's the fact that they've sullied her reputation. Our memories of her, that now they're slamming her and they're slamming Robert after Mum's gone. But, you know, they know no boundaries, they have no scruples.
Yeah.
And I really, really detest every one of them. So, thank you for checking in. I'm relieved to hear you're fine.
Yeah.
And if you have a minute to talk to Leon, I'm sure she'd like to hear that you're fine too.
Yeah, I will tell Leon. So, land was out on the Mum's name, wasn't it, at Robert?
Well, what happened is a couple years before, I don't know if it's before she got sick or not, what I understand is that Linda sat at the table with Mum and Robert and convinced Robert that Mum needed to have something put in her name to pay her back for working on the farm. And because she had spent her little money that she had left from selling her house, rumor has it she had about $60,000 when she married him. Well, she put all of that in her $20,000 car. She put another $10,000 in the cupboard. She fixed up his whole house because she wanted it, not him. So by the time she got sick, she had nothing left.
Yeah.
But Linda, rumor has it, and I'm not sure, I'd have to ask Robert, but what I understand has happened is that Linda convinced Robert, made him feel guilty, and convinced him that Mum needed a piece of land in her name, which was stupid, which was ridiculous, because all it did was cause bad blood with his son and his mother. So, of course, it just made more trouble with Robert and his, son and his mother. Mum didn't need that. If she's his legal wife, she would be entitled to whatever anyway. She'd be well taken care of. So that was Linda manipulating Robert, guilting him into putting a piece of land in Mum's name so that she would make sure to have a big inheritance when Mum passed on. That's all that was, more manipulation. And poor Robert fell for the hook, line, and sinker because Mum would do anything that Linda would say because Linda is a manipulator. And she's the worst kind because she smiles to your face and she stabs you in the back the next second. So she's worse than anyone else. Marlene, at least, I think most of the time, you kind of know where you stand. She puts it on the table and she tells you what she's after.
Okay.
With Linda, she manipulates and she plays games. And so that's what she did. She coerced and manipulated Robert into putting the land in Mum's name some years ago. And then in June, when Mum was at her lowest, she then manipulated Robert and Mum again. And apparently Robert says he was tricked. He was tricked and he did not agree to having Linda's name put on the land. He said it was all trickery, but, we'll never know the truth, right? Because she could have tricked him. She could have convinced him. I don't know. I don't know if he'd ever admit it to me because he's probably embarrassed. But
Chris is not too happy with that.
When Mum was at her lowest, Linda managed to get the land put in half in her name and half in Robert's name jointly. Okay, and so that's where it stands right now, is that Robert has a piece of land that he can't rent. She's asked him to pay, that he can't farm, rather. She's asked him to pay rent if he wants to farm it, or she's asked him to cough up megabucks. Okay?
Yeah, cool.
And when Mum first died, it was so much money, and now all of a sudden it's jumped by probably $30,000. So the longer it takes, the more she's raising the value of that piece of farmland. So he's fighting it. Him and his son are going to fight it.
Yeah, Chris is not too happy. And how many acres are there? About 80 acres or something?
I don't know.
I don't know the
specifics of it, and I won't get into it. But if you have a copy of the will so you can figure it out, don't you sign that? I gave you a copy of the will.
Okay. So anyways, Chris is not too happy. I mean, so lots of...
He's disgusted. He's disgusted with how his dad was manipulated and how, you know, here mom's just passed away and they're trying... Mom left all her furniture to the girls. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
As if mom would say to Robert, the bed that you've been sleeping on with me for the last 12 years, I'm giving it to my girls.
Yeah.
That's such bullshit. Mom would have never done that if she was of sound mind. Give me a break.
Yeah.
After everything that her and Robert went through for 12 years of their relationship, you think she would say to him, I'm taking the bed that you're sleeping on and I'm giving it to those three musketeers? Not likely. And you think that mom and the very night of the funeral, Linda putting up the jewelry while Leon has just left the house and is getting on a plane to go back to Calgary? How disgusting. She wasn't even the executor. She was splitting up the jewelry that night and she waited till Leona walked out the door. Instead of saying to her, Leona, you know what? We're going to give you a little something. Even if it's not in the will, we're going to give you a little something because you're the eldest daughter. Instead, they waited for her to walk out the door and they split up the jewelry that night. So they are disgusting. They are despicable. They have no scruples, no conscience. And Linda manipulated and abused her position at Land Titles as far as I'm concerned. She tricked Robert. She probably did some things illegal, and I wish they'd catch her on that, but I don't know enough about it to say that. But you can damn well bet that she took advantage of everything because she's always manipulated mom.
Anyways, I'm going to phone Leona tonight.
Give her a call and let her know that you're healthy, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear that you're okay. So take it easy and keep your wits about you. Don't let anybody manipulate you either, Dad.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear your voice again, too. And I'm doing okay with all the other Bouchards here and the city from down.
Okay, well, take it easy and don't let anyone take advantage of you and don't sign anything for anyone.
Sheldon was down and visit me, and we're getting together tomorrow. And Ziri was down here today, too. And so
Well, you take care of yourself and don't let anyone dupe you like mother was duped, okay? It's enough manipulation, and it's about time that whatever happened in the past stays in the past, and it's forgiven, and we get apologies all around. Andy Bouchard apologized to me for what he did to me, which was not a rape, for the record. He tried to molest me in my sleep twice, but he never got far because I woke up and told him to get the hell out of the room. But he apologized to me, so that's done. I still can't stand him for what he's doing today, but it's done, okay? I can heal from that because I know I didn't deserve it. I did nothing to deserve that. So I think that needs to happen all the way around with everybody. Apologies all around. Put the past behind us so that certain people are not allowed to manipulate others with guilt, okay? Because we all made mistakes in our past. It's time that people stop paying for their mistakes. Mom paid till the day she died.
Yeah,
Linda and Claire abused... Whatever mistakes you and mom did should stay in the past, and everybody should learn to forgive each other for that part. But I will never forgive what these siblings of mine have done as adults. It's all disgusting, and I cannot imagine how low people can stoop in the name of money. Every one of them. I want nothing to do with any of them except Leona and Jerry, the only ones that I respect and trust.
Okay,
the rest I do not trust, I do not respect, but they all need to stop manipulating each other over guilt, over what we did as kids, because you and mom did the best you could with the understanding and with the raising that you had and the role models that you had, you did the best you could. So whatever mistake you made for me, whatever mistakes mom made to me as she was raising me, I forgive you. I forgive you both. But it's time that you guys stop being manipulated, both mom and you. Mom, it's too late, unfortunately. But you need to stop being manipulated out of guilt.
Yeah.
Say you're sorry for what you did in the past and move on, and don't let any more of your kids manipulate you, Dad. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So I hope you get home, and I hope you're healthy, and drive careful, okay?
Yeah. So I talk to my lawyer now. I don't talk to anybody, to Andy anymore, because he every time he tells me something, he told me, clean the bush, Dad, and I did clean the bush. He told me,
I know. You've told me stories, and I have no doubt in my mind, Dad, that he's manipulated you.
Yeah.
And that he's taken advantage of your generosity, because I know what he's made of. I've seen it over and over again.
Okay.
He's not a nice person on the inside.
Yeah.
It's all about money. And Linda's the same way. Over everything, unfortunately. So I hope that some of them can change their ways as they get older. I hope they're making amends. out on both mom and you, and I hope things can turn around.
Yeah.
It was those that are not letting you go home, there's no excuse for that. They should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah.
Was Andy involved into the land with Robert? No.
I don't think so. I couldn't say, Dad, but no. Robert has never said that Andy Bouchard had anything to do with the transfer of the land.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as I know, that was all Linda's doing because she works at Land Titles.
Yeah. So I'll phone you back and I'll give you some more. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. As soon as I'm back, I'll phone you back and I'll
tell
you.
Yeah, that would be good. I'd like to see you myself when you're home. Okay, thank you for calling, Dad. I'll stop worrying about you, okay?
Okay, bye for now then.
Take care.
Yeah,
you take care of yourself.
I'll phone
you tonight. Okay, Dad, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.